Sorry about that. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark.
All right, just so keep, you guys are shooting this right now?
Oh, yeah. We're shooting it right now. Hey there, we're at the Combine in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. That was Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. And you're going to see him in, you're going to hear from him in just a little bit. But for now, got to answer your question. Let's begin with Blake Warren. Dear Drew, let's see your 40, bruh. No, you don't want to see that. I'm a 4,000 type of guy instead of a 40 guy. Next one comes from Pistol Pete Melton. He asks, who are the best offensive linemen in the draft that we can possibly consider? Well, look for names like Pitt's offensive tackle, TJ Clemmings. He's pretty intriguing. John Harris talked with him at the Senior Bowl. And LSU's Lyle Collins is someone to really consider as well. But there's a few more. And as this combine and the draft process continues, we'll definitely get more offensive linemen there up for you. Daniel Crespo, for some reason, wants to know if the various members of the media at HoustonTexans.com were on a basketball team, who would be the starting five and who would be the coach? Not this guy. I'm only good at dribbling off my knees. I'm pretty much like a poor man's Ollie from Hoosiers. Like homeless man's Ollie. But Vandermeer's pretty good. John Harris played basketball in high school. So those two guys would be your two media mavens on the court. They'd be like Drexler and Akeem, if you will. Nick Grabowski, is that really your name?
You got a problem with that?
No.
Should the Texans trade back and pick up an extra round 2 pick? It's a good question. And you know what? It's going to be the winning question, mainly because I made fun of your last name. But I don't think the Texans should trade back when you're in a good spot in the middle of the first round to get a player that can impact this team immediately. However, if you get a lot of assets for that pick and you can still get some great players in your mind, maybe it could happen. But congratulations. You get the big Texas Lottery scratch-off that we don't have with us because we're on the road. Somebody named Eric Gallardo has this. Are the Cowboys searching for that certain someone again that will surprise everyone? Again, surprise everyone again, that is. Leave it to a Cowboys fan to ask a stupid question.
Stupid is stupid does, Mr. Blue.
I guess.
Mark Vandermeer asks, Dear Drew, is it true that you made the entire Texans media team walk home in near 0 degree temperatures just so you could see snow? Yes, it is. On Tuesday night, we had dinner, and we had to walk about a mile back to the hotel, and I wanted to see snow because it was snowing hard. And I'm from Houston, dang it, and I don't see snow, so yeah, we walked outside.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's gonna do it. Sure was a lot of fun. I can't do the laugh too hard because there's a lot of people around, and really, I'm kind of like nervous in crowds. I do that in my office because it's just in my office, and it's just Jay there on the other side of the camera and you, my gentle viewer, watching, so I'm going to be kind of restrained because, you know, the people. I'll see you people next time.